Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Our boy Tobin out. He is going to be back next week hosting things. But in the meantime, it's another Frog Boy Friday. So, you know, we're going to keep things lighthearted here. We gave you some headlines in the first segment, but didn't mention the Miami Dolphins and your Miami Marlins. Both a couple pieces of news there. As we can see, our boy Sandy Alcantara staying with the Marlins. Were you surprised by that?
No.
Yeah.
Vlad says he was.
Because here's why, Vlad. He hadn't been pitching well.
He had two great starts.
Oh, hold on. He just started pitching well in his previous starts. No team is going to give up a haul when there's still that much uncertainty. And if I'm the Marlins, I'm asking for a whole lot, because whether I trade him or not don't matter. You know what I mean? Like, keeping him is not. So what you do is you put out the most ridiculous requests out there. If somebody bites, right, then you go ahead. But if not, no, you could always come back. I love the way they say, never was, you know, we never even thought about trading Sandy. That's what you say after the fact.
No, they were. And I know. Absolutely what happened was exactly what you said. But if depending on the team and depending on the team and what they really want to strengthen, and if you really notice, a lot of teams strengthen their bullpen, because in the playoffs, all you want your team, you want to have as many arms in the bullpen as you can to throw out there. So you could have your starter go four. Most starters really go, if a starter goes five innings, if a starter goes five innings, if a starter, you're right. If a starter goes six innings, you're thrilled. That's like going seven or eight in the playoffs, because it's a lot of bullpen work. The fact is, those last two starts, he went seven. Like, he went over like six and seven, and he was, his ERA was low. He was striking out the batters. It wasn't, if you were taking Sandy on the Hard Rock bet, you were getting 3.5 strikeouts. Yeah, you take the over. So, I was shocked. But
really?
Yeah, I was shocked that no team would have made the move. I really thought the Yankees would have made
the
move.
I think there were conversations. I would say there were conversations. But again, when you're in a position of the Marlins, you go into it saying, you know, let's ask for something ridiculous. If we get it, then we kind of get backed into trading him. But if not, we're fine with keeping him. I think, you know what I mean? Like, it was like, we'll listen, but we're not listening. Like, and a lot of teams probably came in and say, hey, he's only throwing two good games. Right?
Well, the Marlins did make a trade yesterday, even though it wasn't Sandy. They traded outfielder Jesus Sanchez to the Houston Astros for a couple prospects. And I'm reading here now on SI.com that when they traded Jesus Sanchez, it was because they had the idea that outfielder Jacob Marcy, who apparently has been tearing it up in the AAA team,
is going to come up,
is ready to make his debut against the Yankees today. They start a series against the Yankees at Lone Depot, and it seems like they kind of had this, you know, already in the works. They acquired this prospect. You know, maybe this guy is going to be, you know, the not necessarily the missing piece, but going to add to the young talent that already seems to be meshing organically. You know, it kind of seems like something's going on over there. So,
right. It seems like they're. I mean, the thing that I like about what's going on is that you can look at this team, and over the past year or so, it seems like they have a plan. It doesn't mean that plan is going to work, right? But they seem to have a plan. They seem to be sticking to it. They seem to be building up the farm system and identifying good young talent. And so, like, that's a start. That's a start. You know, if you can identify the talent in the farm system and you make trades, at least you're getting something in return. I mean, how many times has this organization just been hit over the back of the head and just taken advantage of when it comes to trades?
Now, the Miami Dolphins continue practice today. As of right now, they're in a scrimmage, and the current score is 21-21. I believe it's first team versus second team. Zach Wilson just threw a 26-yard touchdown about 3 minutes ago. So things are active. They're getting into some 11-on-11s. So far, just a few updates from Omar Kelly's Twitter. Seems like the offensive line's physicality is overpowering at the moment.
O-line, you said?
Yeah, offensive line. I'm not sure if it's the good second team that he's referring to. Yeah, I'll take that.
I
know it is no pads, Leroy. We know that. But the fact that the O-line is not even saying that.
But I'm going to say this. Whether it's the first line or the second line, that's a message that goes to everybody.
Nice. They're
the physicality,
right.
So it don't matter who it is.
Okay, so it doesn't make it. To me, that's good. Anytime you hear the right O-line dominating, you happy.
Right. You happy. Because that means is what, again.
Aggression is being
set. You want to see something. You basically want to get an idea that something's different so that we can be better. Right? What changes have been made? Now, here's the important part of all this. Okay, a lot of practices in the preseason, when you practice against other teams, when you scrimmage against each other, a lot of these things are scripted, right? So that means you got a list of plays you're going to run, and it's determined the night before, or the morning, or whatever, right? There's a sheet. You just go down the sheet. My biggest concern is when they start getting into games and game planning, is Mike going to be consistent with what they're trying to do right now? Right? Because it's easy to say I'm a different guy, right? But when you get into crunch time, do you just revert back to, oh, the quick pass, let's do this, let's do that, or are you going to be consistent with it? That's going to be the true test.
Well, a couple notes from Joe Shad here. We got some people chatting it up. Ocho Cinco, apparently at practice. Teron Armstead, Tyreek Hill, all seen chatting up GM Chris Greer. Jordan Brooks seems to have the orange jersey, so we'll see what kind of music he'll be digging up. Dolphins running backs did up and down drills during practice as form of self-discipline. Miami has been demonstrating all camp. Leroy, I'm sure the exercise aspect of football wasn't an issue for you, but I do remember in the little bit of peewee football that I played, up downs and crabbing was like, anytime you messed up, go do some up downs. Get out of my face, go do some up downs until you throw up.
You know what Brian Flores would do? Go what? Touch the wall. Takes no talent. Takes no talent.
Sweetin says Marcos does up down drills anytime he tries putting on pants.
Point for Twitcher.
That was so quick too.
Yeah, it seems that the farther football has progressed, that seems to be more penal. Whereas when I was younger, right, up downs were just called workout, right. Like after practice, we're going to do some conditioning, up, downs, and run.
Nah, it was discipline. It turned into discipline because people are like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
More notes here. It says, Teron Armstead on the field watching a great battle between Patrick Paul and Chop Robinson. We'll call it a draw or slight edge to Paul, followed by Patrick Paul had a pancake block on Mo Kamara.
This Zach is with no pads? A fumble.
How you pancake block somebody with no pads? Man?
That's what I was just
thinking. No, I think they got pads.
They in pads.
Oh, they in pads now, right?
Yeah, they're scrimmaging. They in pads.
3 days ago. Yeah, 3 days ago they got into the pads. They took one day off, though. A couple interceptions here of the backup quarterbacks, Quinn Ewers and Zach Wilson. No one necessarily seems to have extended their lead as far as who's going to be that second quarterback. Do see something interesting here, though. Apparently, and I've seen this on Omar Kelly's Twitter and Joe Shad of the Palm Beach Post, he says running back Alexander Mattison, which I feel like I said it to British Mattison, continues to have a very solid camp. He appears to be faster than anticipated. Where the hell did he come from? Like, is that something I should be paying attention to?
He was in Minnesota. He's the reason why Dalvin Cook got sent packing. And then he went to and then Minnesota didn't sign him. They signed Aaron Jones. So then he went to the Raiders. And, you know, the Raiders were kind of a mess last season.
Yeah. And then, of course, even then, though, you know, he has, if we're looking at his last two seasons with the Vikings, he had 180 attempts, 700 yards, unfortunately, no touchdowns, which he touched the ball 180 times, no touchdowns.
Well, that's, except, you know what?
He might have been sharing.
I would say that's the Robert Smith. Robert Smith would have 1,300 yards, but only have five touchdowns because he played on the team with me.
Oh, I gotcha.
They won it.
Right. With the Raiders, 132 attempts, 420 yards, four touchdowns. And
that sounds like Raiders football right there.
Leroy only had one job to do. And he did it very well.
Hey, I still had 500-600 yards rushing.
I know, but you just knew Leroy. Come on. If Robert
Once we got inside the 20,
it's funny that I'm talking to a person that I use in a video game.
That's crazy.
Leroy, there was a lot of times you fumbled for me at most inopportune times. Yeah.
Don't worry.
Why we got to bring up all this stuff?
It's in a video game, Leroy. It was just in a video game. That's all. You know, I thought you had more stamina. You know, maybe I didn't look at it. You know, you went from 84 to like 73 and then boom. But no, it was, I felt bad for Robert. You know, he'll have a 66-yard run, be all tired.
Hey.
And then Leroy come in and get the 5-yard touchdown.
When I realized he wasn't gonna score, this was me on the sideline.
gotta feed the baby.
And then the crazy part is, it got to the point where even the fans would start yelling, "Leroy!" Right? Robert covers helmet on twist. He done ran in between the 20s, and then he gets to the like the 15-yard line. Leroy.
Oh, even the fans do. You even have a chance.
I see. And then one time the coach said, "Hey, let Robert do it. Let's change it up." And we were like on the 5-yard line. He got the ball and got twisted up like a pretzel, and then he did this.
Yeah. Nope.
I see, man. And let me explain. Like, everybody says, "Oh, it's just short yardage." But keep in mind, you got all 22 guys within 5 yards of the ball. So you got to make quick decisions. You can't hesitate. You got to go.
Still love the Thanksgiving game, bro. I always say that. The Thanksgiving game is my favorite Leroy game because I'm like,
Randy Moss, Robbie.
Yo, Leroy did more than Randy. Literally, if you watch the game and you look at the plays, Leroy had a hell of a freaking game. Just that one guy did three plays and it was three bombs.
Yeah. Three catches, three touchdowns, 150.
That was it. Those three plays. Just
he came in the locker room and said, "Hey, I brought you the bone."
Oh, man. All right. Look, we're going to keep an eye out on Dolphins camp when we come back. We're going to take a look at the day today, see what kind of day it is, what day we're celebrating, whose birthday we're celebrating, and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.